www.thebeatles.org.
A big day planned on the Hill coming up on Thursday. A couple of family members of two young men who were inspired, so to speak, to terrorism with deadly consequences. They're going to talk about that to Congress. This is all part of a hearing about radicalization of American Muslims and others in the United States, one that is being criticized from the left to the right and a couple of other places, too, as well. Pete King, this was his idea, and he's running the Committee on Homeland Security for this one, this particular hearing, and many are asking him to still call it off. Speaking of calling it off, the NPR CEO and president resigned because of all the damage lately that's been done to the three-letter network. Remember, the Republicans don't want to pony up the 10% that they need, that public broadcasting needs, because of frankly, the lack of money. But some interesting things have happened, sadly, like the Juan Williams firing and then this hidden camera expose deal where you had an NPR executive basically slamming the Tea Party and saying, hey, they're seriously racist and we know it. NPR and public broadcasting is all about. Just a little bit of what we're going to touch on this hour in ATN with me, Kate Delaney, part of the menu anyway. The other part of the menu includes Libya, and things are ugly. Some seriously, I think, damaging things to the market are happening, and obviously to oil. Because you could see a fireball shoot, they say, straight into the sky. It looked like a rocket. Thick plumes of black smoke. That's how it's being described. What do you think I'm talking about? I'm talking about oil installations set on fire as this battle, this civil war, continues in Libya. Here's what Jay Carney had to say, the White House spokesperson, about the no-fly zone. And could we possibly arm the opposition? Take a listen.
We are working with the United Nations. We're working with the British and the French. We're working. We are pursuing that course as we decide collectively what options we may take. We believe that the arms embargo contains within it the flexibility to allow for a decision to arm the opposition if that decision were made.
All right, so a lot of ifs and what about the decision and blah, 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 sort of a little bit of the same. What was interesting that happened on Wednesday, late on Wednesday, is the fact that you had a lot of Western journalists based in Tripoli that were taken to a stadium on the outskirts of Zawiya, and they were stadium was filled with Gaddafi loyalists, I'll call them, that were waving green flags. And there was fireworks and all kinds of stuff. So the cameras naturally filmed what was happening. And the government escorts refused the request to visit the main square because that's where a lot of the fighting is going on, where the anti-aircraft machine guns have been set up. So the end here doesn't seem to be anywhere in sight. What does the West do? Gaddafi's having some successes. There's a real power struggle here to try to come up with something, some kind of plan to support the rebels. Like you just heard Carney there at the tail end, could you arm the Libyan rebels? And the problem is, especially for the U.S., not getting caught in this web, in this conflict. I think it's going to come down to there's no other choice. And they're just going to continue to weigh it day by day by day. There's no timetable. There's no action. There's nothing. There's nothing on the table. Even though there was this huge NATO session in Brussels. Nothing. Just discussions. I mean, NATO is saying, the NATO alliance is saying that they're planning for different possibilities in this crisis. And you have Defense Secretary Robert Gates, who's getting ready to join a meeting of the defense chiefs to talk about those military options. That's happening on Thursday, so that's huge. And still there's not any signs that they're going to agree to set up this no-fly zone over Libya. And the rebels are saying they're going to buy weapons. They're going to just do it if the international community won't lift them up, if they won't declare a no-fly zone. So if it's not imposed, they're just going to get anything they can and try to fight back. Boy, it's interesting how this is all playing out. Because really, the UK, we've got people listening to us, a lot of people listening to us in England. The UK and France are really pushing hard for the UN to do the no-fly zone. And the U.S. is more in the mode of carry on. But they could be persuaded. The president could be persuaded. Whew. And doubtful that the Security Council would back this up anyway. Doubtful that that will happen. And Gaddafi swears that the Libyans are going to fight back if any Western nations impose a no-fly zone that would prevent him from using the Air Force to bomb the rebels. He says then he's going to come after them with everything that he possibly could come after them with. And maybe some of this is dancing around the oil situation. For the UK, it's big. For Europe, it's big. For Asia, it's big. For the United States, not so big. Because we don't even get oil from Libya. But think about it. The Brits do. They do. So are they going to cut them off? What's going to happen here? Coming up on this hour, also of America Tonight, we can count and we're going to check the mail. I always say it's about the numbers, and boy, there's a lot of numbers being thrown about in a couple of different arenas. So we'll jump to that and we'll check the mail. A lot of the mail has actually centered around Libya, but not just Libya, the situation in Wisconsin, and also the hearing that I talked about briefly when we first cracked open the mic a few moments ago, the hearing that Congressman Pete King is responsible for, that either has people applauding or people saying, this is ridiculous, we don't need this, you're drawing attention to something, you're going to make it that much worse by doing that. Perhaps the hearings will lead to the radicalization of some Islamic folks who are just waiting for a trigger. I disagree with that. I disagree that a hearing in Washington would trigger that, especially when you have parents who are upset who are saying, I lost my kid. I had no idea my son suddenly did this. I tried to figure it out. It started to unravel, and then suddenly it was gone and everything had changed. And you're going to hear some really sad stories, personal stories. All right, stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to talk about a new poll that shows that President Obama is pretty much back to where he was numbers-wise. Stay through. There's a guy named Doc Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a vet and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does this country spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs, leading to side effects requiring more expensive and, you guessed it, toxic prescription drugs. Clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit AmericaTonightTeam.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. Makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our America Tonight team. Go to www.AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. IG.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Fortunes on ATN. It's the president's approval ratings. The people around the president care about every single blip on the screen. Because when you're trying to get reelected or elected, that kind of stuff matters. The polls are there for a reason. Gallup didn't get rich for nothing. Or any of the companies that do a good job of polling. So Gallup is the one that's saying, look, the president's job approval rating, it's measured weekly. They do a daily tracking survey, too. It's fallen from 50% down to 46%, but now it's pretty much back to where he was in the immediate post-election phase of 2010. So that's pretty interesting. So it's slightly higher, actually. Slightly higher. Does that surprise anyone out there? If I wanted to break it down a little bit further like they did to talk about it, it started to climb, I guess, in December. Makes sense because you think about the lame duck session. You think about unemployment, benefits, that kind of stuff. 48.3% through January 25th. Then it's come down just a little bit, but almost at that, you know, kind of close to that 50 mark. And trust me, the Republicans who are thinking of jumping into the race are watching that because it takes a lot of money. It takes a lot of money, more than a village, to get elected. And you got to be good at the fundraising thing. You absolutely have to be good at it. Haley Barbour, his name has come up. I was talking about this a lot on a previous show. I got a bunch of emails from many of you about Barbara, and I threw this open. I mean, let's be honest, America. Think about it for a second. I don't care what your stripes are, your political stripes. Who do you think? First of all, if you had to pick someone right now, I mean, it could be anyone. It could be somebody that maybe some of us think would just be a ridiculous choice. But if you had to pick someone right now that you would feel proud of, that you would feel that they were a true leader and they could get us out of this ridiculous, outrageous deficit that we're in and turn things back to being a little bit brighter in the country. I mean, really brighter. Who would you pick? Who would you pick to be at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? Now, you might say Obama, and that's okay. Maybe you think Obama really is the heavy for some of the things that have happened. And, geez, he's really a nice guy, and people are looking at him through a narrow lens. Somebody told me that the other day. It's a narrow lens that you're looking at. I don't think so, because I think ineffective is pretty much what I've seen. Do you really think Newt Gingrich is the guy? And how many people, be honest, really, because her name does come up, Sarah Palin? President Palin? Really think about that. And by the way, I'm gonna throw this out there. I've talked to some people that are tight with Palin, and they say she's flattered. It's interesting to do the dance. Wouldn't you do the same thing? But she has no intention of running for president. Because one, she makes more money, and she can have more power, if you will, or influence, maybe, in the role she currently is in, rather than go down that path again. I can buy that. I believe that. But it's an interesting question, and it was posed to me in all seriousness. Right now, boom, you pick the person. It doesn't have to be any of the names, the usual suspects, because, you know, you keep, especially the Republicans now, they're in that same pattern of naming the almost the same faces again and again and again and again. Huckabee comes back up, and Mitt Romney comes back up, and not John McCain, but it's almost the same cast of characters with a few other little twists. All right, let's go out to all of you who are listening to America Tonight. How about Al in Canada? Yo, Al.
Hi, Kate. I don't have a vote, but if I did, I'd replace the chump with a Trump. I think Donald Trump, I don't know why everybody's kind of reluctant to support Donald Trump. Donald Trump has never been accused of any illegal wrongdoing, I don't think. He's never been suspected of any kind of legal hanky-panky, has he?
No.
So I don't know. I don't see how you could go wrong with and Donald Trump is a Republican, isn't he?
He is a Republican.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I think Donald Trump and Mitt Romney would make a good ticket.
You know, it's so funny you just said that. Before you said it, I thought if you wanted a financial pairing, that would be your financial pairing. But I don't see the two of them together. But that would be, as far as budgets and turning things around, they're financial guys. They've had to run companies. They've had to do it. They were reared on it.
Yeah, because I think when the bottom line is on, most people vote with their wallets, don't they? Most
yes.
voters vote on the economy. The economy
yes.
is the big thing. You know, and I think I got a comment about the president of Libya. The president of Libya got most of his tanks and his jet fighters, his military hardware from Russia, didn't he? The United States didn't sell the president Muammar Gaddafi not too much military hardware, did they? He gets
no.
most of it from Russia, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, and I don't know why President Obama is waiting for the United Nations. I don't think Russia is going to vote. Russia is a big fan of Libya, I think. I think Russia kind of is a supporter of Libya. And
they are.
I don't know why President Obama just doesn't fire a few bombs and just wipe out this, you know, just wipe them out and help out these poor. Because President Reagan took a shot at him in '85 and missed. So I think Obama would do good to follow in President Reagan's footsteps and be a little better shot than President Reagan was.
Yeah, there's no way that's happening. They're trying to dance around that as much as possible to say, whoa, it's your deal. You know, it's your revolt. We want to be there to support. This is not a stable government. Now they're firing on people, so we're not supporting this. Gaddafi needs to go. But I don't think the United States wants to jump into this fray. They're trying to they're trying to circle around it and not get stuck in the middle of it. That's what I think. I don't think so.
Yeah, you know, maybe President Obama has some secret intelligence that the people opposing the president of Libya, these freedom fighters in Libya, maybe they're being supported by radical Islam. Maybe Obama would rather have Gaddafi in there than radical Muslims.
You know what, touche, Al, thank you very much for the call. You don't know who gets in and ultimately takes over. Who's in power afterwards? Tunisia, Egypt, what happens in Libya? You think of Libya and Egypt especially because you had long-time dictators. And sure, the people, of course, it was ridiculous. They were mugged as far as the money was concerned and some of the money and the aid that those countries got. To various extents, look at Mubarak. He was a thief, wasn't he? And Gaddafi, not much better, certainly. So, sure, from that point of view, you think, okay, boom, you're out. But then what also comes in next? The unknown. You know that thing called the fear of the unknown? Yeah. It can weigh heavy on your mind, especially if you're in a situation in a country that's just gone through a civil uprising. And I think the people in Libya, certainly, that wasn't lost to them. They saw what happened in neighboring countries, so they got out of there. Boom, people fled as fast as they could. I know I've described this before, but I know someone that was trying to get out of the country, trying to get their parents out of the country. And what would happen is they'd get these reports at the airport. They'd open up a desk to say, okay, we have this flight, it's going out, and everybody would descend on the two ticket people that were there, and that was it. Boom, that plane filled up, and they couldn't get on the plane, and it was elbow to elbow, and everybody just trying to figure out a way to get out of the country, if that tells you anything. But what comes next, the fear of the unknown, very, very big. All right, you know the numbers. Let me give it to you, though, just in case. You might have that thing with me with numbers. So 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. I'll meet you on the flip side.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. And I know it's just no use when all your life.
That it would happen after the hidden camera sting, that's what it's being called, when you had a top executive at NPR, Ron Schiller, slamming the Tea Party, calling him racist, and then went on to just say a whole bunch of crazy things. That was caught on tape. That ended the reign of the NPR CEO, Vivian Schiller, who made so many mistakes, the first one being with Juan Williams and his firing. That was crazy. So the pressure was on. But once the video, once this scandal broke, and you're talking about Congress debating whether to pull the money out of National Public Radio, it was inevitable she was going to go. So she just quit. She had to get out. She had to leave. The pressure was just too much after that. And I'll tell you what, if I was anyone connected with NPR, I would say good riddance. She's done a terrible job heading that up. Terrible. In not backing, you know, in not dealing with the consequences head on. And at issue, really, forget about the whole personal thing, but the issue about taxpayers funding public broadcasting, it's not about, what they're doing in their shop and how they might talk out of both sides of their mouth or not, and how some of the programming is good and whatever, and is it unfair who they fire and hire and what they talk about, and is there a slant or is there no slant or whatever. It's just about affordability. And I think this is the first time, and that's why she's done. I mean, NPR was going to dump her. That's why she stepped aside. Because there is a great concern that this may happen. The funding might get cut from public radio. And the stations get about 10% of their funding from the government. Then you've got federal, state, and local government that also would kick in another 6%. And that's more than half of the station's revenue that comes from listener contributions and corporate sponsorships. You know, you've seen the telethons and whatnot. But you still have that money that what they would call seed money or money they count on that they need that would be missing. It is an interesting question. Should public broadcasting be supported by the government, especially when we're drowning in the debt? Should it be cut off? It's been threatened before in the past. Never has it happened, though. Never has it happened. But when you have the axe out and you got to swing the axe somewhere, there is radio that you don't have to pay for. 800-259-5791. All right, let's go out to many of you that are listening to us, including David in Texas. Hey, David.
How are you, my dear?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad. Have you ever seen the movie Air Force One?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I think. I think Jack, even though he's supposedly ineligible, we got an ineligible one right now in the office anyway, so putting another one in there that actually loves this country would do us very, very well. And, you know, if that didn't work, you know, you could be president. I always call you Madam President anyway. And if you didn't want to run for all the headache, you and Jack could be my advisors, and I'll run.
I love it. You know what I love about you suggesting that? That you think it's actually possible that one, an Australian could become president, or that I could become president, or even you could become president, when all three of us could not become president in the way things operate in this country. None of us have a law degree, and none of us have the fundraising.
It's not required, from what I understand. You don't have to have a law degree.
You don't. You don't, but you know what? Pretty much we know the path to who's been president. A lot have had law degrees. That's what I'm saying. What I like about you suggesting it, though, David, seriously, mm-hmm. I mean, all kidding aside, and I asked the question for those of you who just tuned in, okay, so we see that Obama's approval ratings are on the rise. If you had to pick someone right now to be in the office, and even if you like Obama and you think he should stay, who would you, you know, would you keep him in or who would you put in there? Who do you think should run? I like the idea that you think the everyday person could get in there. I mean,
everyday person?
We're everyday people.
You and Jack are not everyday people. I'm sorry to burst your bubble, but you and Jack are not everyday people. You guys are fabulous radio talk show hosts, and you actually talk about the point and get it out there to where people will, as our famous friend, who's no longer on TV, and I don't know why, but Arsenio Hall used to always say, things that make you go,
Yeah, I like that. Things that make you go,
Exactly.
The one thing we did see in the midterm elections is that, you know, every once in a while, someone can come out of nowhere and they can make it a race. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and not every Republican made it to the with the new Senate and House, but majority of them did because people were tired of the Democrats trying to block good things going on. Now, I personally I'm registered as a particular party, but I don't, you know, to this day, I don't vote either party. I vote
the issue, the person?
Well, no. I look at the record and see about how they can get things done, and if they get it done, great, and if they don't, well, you know, they don't get my vote. I personally did not vote for the idiot we got in office now.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I voted. A lot of people give me grief because I voted for Palin. Mm-hmm. I didn't vote for McCain. I didn't vote for the idiot we got now. But I did vote for Palin. And a lot of, you know, and a lot of people are like, why would you want that goofy,
answer that question. That's a good question. Why did you want Palin? Why did you like Palin?
Well, you know, she kept she believes in keeping our gun rights.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She believes in the First Amendment. And she, I think that it's right now it's biased over women being in the presidency. And I don't have a problem with it, but there's a lot of older generation, older than you and me and Jack, that don't believe it's time for there to be, as they put it, a skirt in the office. You know, if there was a skirt in the office, as they put it, female, there would be less wars because people would be very afraid. Especially if they had a midlife crisis or something like that, or the time of the month came. Good Lord, don't piss them off then. Do not make your women mad at any one of those points. You do that, the heck with it. The nuke's gone over there, and it'll be the end of everything. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I really don't.
Listen, I agree with you there. I agree that a lot of people think it's ridiculous that there hasn't been a female president. You look at Chile, you look at Thatcher in the UK, you look at other women in other countries that have been elected, and how come we haven't had a woman?
We haven't had a woman. 200 years, come on.
Right, we haven't had a woman. Absolutely, I agree with that.
And there's nothing really wrong with that. That's gender bias right there.
Right.
You know, put a woman in there for vice president. Put a woman in there for president. It ain't gonna hurt. It's gonna be. It'll probably be better because you know how. And believe me, I'm all male, but you know I don't have a problem. I would if I were back there back in the day when they did the women's lib stuff and you know the burning the ball and all that good stuff. Believe me, I would, and I'm a straight man by the way, but I would be going for I would support and I still do. I mean I do now, but I mean back then I would support women's rights and I would have said hey. Let's put a woman in the office. I mean, they're sitting at home. You know, some of them are homemakers. They sit at home and they keep a nice house. Some of them do. I've seen this happen. I've seen a woman go to school, work a full time job, take care of elderly parents, and clean a house.
Yeah.
And you know, you guys do so much, and y'all are trained to do that.
Multitaskers. Women are better multitasking
exactly.
than men are. So wouldn't that make for a better president? Because you don't have testosterone coursing through your body, and you can do it all, as David would say. David, you're a funny guy. Thanks for the call. We enjoyed it. Coming up, we're going to take some more calls. I promise. We're going to bang through them next on ATN.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extendivite.
extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
No attorneys to plead my case, no obvious, just send me in the outer space. At my fingers, I'll be true with diamonds and gold, but that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble, in trouble now. I'm in trouble now. I deserve my eyes down. I'm in trouble.
Try to rifle through this so everybody gets a turn. So let's all play nice. How about Tomas in Michigan? He knows how to play nice. Hey, Tomas, you're in line first. What's up?
I hate dogs, and I hate multitasking, and that's how I play nice. Yeah, anyway, you know, I just hope that you can take advantage of tomorrow night, Kay. Tomorrow night, Saudi Arabia may very well be literally on fire.
No
kidding.
That's
when they're going to have that big nationwide demonstration.
Right.
And you know what? Literally, you will have one of the longest, biggest radio talk shows probably in the world at the same time this is going on. So, you know, I'm going to be listening, and I hope maybe you can get somebody in Saudi Arabia, you know, or some contacts. You know, you got a lot of contacts in the FBI and stuff. And because I tell you what, if that goes crazy over there, and they go Muammar Gaddafi on their people, and you know, they may have to, because think about it, half the population in Saudi Arabia is women, at least, and they
right.
are totally pissed off with Islam.
Yep.
Okay, and then the you know, and then there's a huge percentage that are servants and stuff. They're not even Muslim or, you know, and then there's a lot of Saudis that want to join, you know, the 21st century, you know, and you can't buy them with money, you know, because they already got all kinds of money.
Right.
You know, remember the king went over there and started saying he was going to spend like $43 billion. Dude, but what are you going to do? How are you going to do it? They're all millionaires. Even their little kids are millionaires.
Right. So it doesn't matter.
What they want is they want the same individual freedom they see on American TV.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's starting to spread. Absolutely. I agree with that. It's starting to spread.
And so I'll be listening tomorrow. I know you know a lot about the stock market, too. You know, it might be good
careful.
To have, you know, some commentary on that, because, you know, you said it again and again. It's Saudi Arabia goes down the drain. Prices of gasoline are going to go up to heaven.
They are. You're right. We're all going to be walking. You're right. That's what's going to happen. If in fact Saudi Arabia goes crazy, we'll see if it does. I've heard that despite a lot of the rumors that's going to happen, it might not. But I think King Abdullah is very, very, and he should be very worried about it. Because he would
lose a grip. Kate, you have a good night.
All right, you too. He'd lose a grip on his kingdom. He doesn't want it. He's very nervous. He doesn't want to see happening in Saudi Arabia what's been happening in Tunisia and in Egypt and now in Libya. Or also Iran too. That he's trying to head that off as the best he can. And I think Tomas made a great point. It's if everybody's got the same piece of the pie, it's not about that anymore. As far as the finances are concerned, it's not about that. It's about seeing, looking, and wanting the freedoms that somebody else has. Rick in Illinois, you have the floor. Hello.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Yeah. This congressman in New York going to start hunting for Muslims or something?
Yeah, he's not really hunting for Muslims. Boy, if he was, that would be bad. He's already under fire for what he's doing. That what's happening is he's probably risking some serious alienation because he's holding a hearing. He's the chairman of it anyway. He's holding a hearing on the radicalization of Muslims in the United States. And really, it's Muslim American communities is what he's saying. He's saying it's a problem because they're not cooperating with law enforcement people. And so they've got this hearing Thursday where they're going to have some parents testify as to what happened with their kids who did become radicalized and tried to kill people.
Well, we got that here in the United States. These criminals, you know, they don't form to the laws.
But you know what? You're right. I mean, what about criminals that would rip off a bank or blow up? But here's the difference. The difference is going into an area like Times Square and just wanting to screw with innocent people, just kill them, slaughter them in the name of Allah, right? I mean, because that essentially is what we're saying. Or to blow up the president's house and a chunk of gas or down building in Dallas or the subway system or, you know, wherever it might be. That's the difference. That's the difference. And not caring if you get caught or you blow yourself up, essentially, if you rig yourself up and not some package or whatever. So that's the difference.
Well, I just wonder what he thinks he's going to accomplish by hunting them down or trying to find some or... I don't know. I don't understand.
I don't know. You know, it's interesting. I looked up some statistics on this since we knew Pete King was going to have this hearing. Only four of the homegrown plots since 9/11 actually progressed to an attack in the United States. And the most notable one was Major Hassan killing 13 people in Fort Hood, Texas.
Yeah.
That's the biggest one, I'm sure.
But I don't know what the end game is going to be, what he thinks he's going to accomplish by.
Well, he thinks he's going to make the awareness, have the cooperation and say, okay, so let's try to have more people call in, give tips, work in the Muslim American community together to get rid of homegrown terrorism. And good luck trying to snuff out homegrown terrorism. I don't know how you do that.
Yeah. You could just call on your neighbor you hate and turn him in.
Exactly.
Doing something. So, but that poor guy there in Texas, voted for Palin. I want to put him in a Charlie Sheen camp.
I was waiting for you to say that.
I mean, he makes much of sense as she does when they start babbling off about something. I don't know what they're talking about.
Oh, poor David. Leave David alone. He did make a point, though, Rick. He said, how come we can't have a skirt in the Oval Office?
Well, most women probably don't want to run put their families through that stuff.
Well, you know what? You're right. There are a lot of women that wouldn't want that job because of family pressures and whatever other reasons. But there have been women that have run on the vice presidential ticket. And, of course, Hillary Clinton ran. She wanted to be president, so yeah.
Yeah.
Would you want that job?
Yes.
You would want to be president of the United States.
Yeah, I could use the common sense approach. You know,
you could. That's true. You could use the common sense approach, but the problem is eventually people would start to say that you weren't doing something right because you're never going to please all the people. We know that.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, I just cut out all this stuff, eliminate this stuff, concentrate on America first, get it back up, running again, what I do.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, if we're drowning in debt, you got to start to realize, wow, we can't keep throwing our coin around.
No. Anyway, just waiting on to see what happens to old Kuwait and Saudi Arabia tomorrow.
Yeah.
If that really happens or what's going to happen or something.
Yeah, and I've heard mixed things. I have a pretty good contact in the Pentagon. They've been talking about it. And as you can imagine, I mean, everybody's talking about it. And I hear there's a chance that maybe it doesn't explode. And as I mentioned, the king before, he's trying desperately to make sure that doesn't happen. But hey, people, he doesn't have reign over the people in a sense, but he cannot tell them what to do really, because if they want to protest, it's going to explode just like it has in all these other countries.
Yeah. You know, like, say you got that Muslim Brotherhood over there educating everybody. They're the ones behind all this stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, I see they're going to get an oil reserve tap into that, but that's only going to last 2 months. Then what are we going to do?
Then we're going to start riding our bikes and all that obesity is going to go down.
There you go.
That might be what happens. Hey, thanks, Rick. Just a reminder to everybody listening, we've been talking about it. Brand new deal here. And you can be a part of it. You can join my team. And my team is AmericaTonightTeam.com. Isn't that easy to remember? AmericaTonightTeam.com. If you want to fight obesity, if you want to fight diabetes, if you want to fight psoriasis even, go there. Check it out. Don't go to the prescription drugs. There's a way to combat what ails you. Check it out.